The following is a presentation of 107.3 WRSW-FM in Warsaw. Known around the state as a leader in high school sports coverage and a member of Kensington Digital Media Group of Indiana.
It's time for Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW. For a preview of tonight's matchup, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tippecanoe Valley High School. Tippecanoe Valley is going to be a wild, raucous place right now. Peru brought a lot of people down for this game, and Tippecanoe Valley is filling the speakers, too. So we should have a good crowd for this one. Somebody, as they always say in a game like this, is going to go away very happy because neither one of these teams have won a game. That's not like either one of them, let's put it this way. Very, very different for both of them. Somebody's going to be very happy before the night's over, Baylen.
They are, and somebody's going to pick up their first win of the season. And it is not like either of these two programs to be five games in and still be winless. But maybe when you look at the schedule for both these teams, that tells you more of the story. I think it's two of the better winless teams in the area still, with Tippecanoe Valley and Peru tonight. But Peru alone, Rita, you look at their scores, the teams they have lost to: Logansport, Kokomo, Columbia City, Southwood, and Fort Wayne South. 19-1, the combined record of those five teams. So that just tells you the trap that Peru has ran into, and just they played well in those games. 7 points below Columbia City. The Kokomo game, a lopsided score, 13 within Logansport, 7 within Southwood, and then Fort Wayne South got the better of them, 93-68. And we know just how close Tippecanoe Valley has been. A matchup against Elkhart a few nights ago, really good Brownsburg team. Overtime loss against Manchester, beaten pretty badly by Northwood, and then hanging in that game against DeKalb. But for Tippecanoe Valley, it's just, can we get a complete game put together? That's what it's going to take tonight. And I think they have the pieces out there on the floor to do just that.
And the common denominator is the fact that they've had trouble with anybody with a big front line, and they just don't have a size, meaning Tippecanoe Valley. I look at Peru. They're small for Peru, too. They normally have four or five big physical guys. They don't appear to have that. Plus, they have several on the sidelines now injured, so they're having their trouble with that as well. A big, strong, physical team is going to be a challenge for Tippecanoe Valley all year long. I don't care who it is. And when you come up against some of the people on the contact list that we look at for Valley schedule, it's going to be rough on some of these games. But they have to win the ones they can. And that's what you really look forward to. Don't lose the ones you should win. Make sure you win those games, because you're not going to get a lot of them on the schedule. They're going to make you look good.
Tonight in two, Rita, you're right about that. You have to take the advantage of the opportunity in front of you. And with both teams winless, this certainly feels like an opportunity for both of these teams. But for Valley tonight, I look at the offense. The ability to not turn the basketball over, win the possession battle overall, but also make those layups. Coach Henson has been pretty critical of the layups this season, rightfully so. A lot of open shots for Tippecanoe Valley. They just have not been able to convert. Call it nerves, call it, I guess, just nerves. Outside of that, I mean, they are really good shots that they built for themselves and then seemingly just start to have issues scoring at the basket. So I think you'll see the offense improve if they're able to do just that thing, and that's be more consistent at the baskets.
Well, there are four or five kids that are seemingly coming around right now. He's running kind of an open pool of who's doing what the game before, the practices before, on some of those starters. The starters are a little bit different than they've been, and we'll probably see that rotated throughout the season.
Yeah, we're going to see Jude Kammerer in the lineup tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. The senior is going to be getting his first start, as far as I'm concerned, of the season. We're also seeing Mason Miller start again tonight, and that is for the injured Hudson Shepherd. I do see Hunter Sage back out there. Ty Kaiser's back out there tonight, which are very good things for Tippecanoe Valley. Now, I don't know their availability, though. They played almost exclusively nearly the entire JV contest. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, was that just a situation getting those guys worked back into game speed, getting them back in shape after a couple of weeks off? That is what I'm kind of thinking that might be more of a product of. So the availability of those two tonight, I'm not exactly sure. But it is a good sign, though, heading into Christmas break, to see Tippecanoe Valley get those guys back on their bench.
Basically, basically, when it comes right down to it, it's a new look because there are two players, of course, that were on the starting five last year no longer here. And the big thing is they took all the points with them. So that is a little bit hard to rebound right away and make do. Owen Armandi has pretty much tried to do that single-handedly, but he needs a lot more help than he can do. He has a bad injured shoulder. He now has a brace on it that he's going to have to get around. He's going to have surgery. He doesn't want to give up either football or basketball. That's going to be a big decision to make one of these days. But he's hampered, but it surely doesn't seem to bother him so much.
No, it hasn't. He told me before the game tonight, I asked him about that brace, and he said he's been getting in earlier at school so he can get some shots up with the brace to practice the motion and kind of fight through some of that limited mobility that you often see when you do have a shoulder brace. And it's not a bulky shoulder brace by any means. It's not something maybe you'd see on a football field that has to have that extra protection because it's a contact sport. But it is enough that it's going to pull you out of your routine. So how limited will he be? We will see. But for someone who's averaging nearly 15 points per game, he's the big offensive piece for Tippecanoe Valley. He has the ability to take over a game when it is within his reach. And I think Valley's going to need him throughout the year if they're going to not only pick up their first win tonight, but pick up some wins throughout the season.
Well, we've seen him in games where he's played almost every second. He's been out very, very little. And I'm sure that that's something that coaches have relied on. And they're just going to have to keep an eye on that shoulder. And indeed, they are. They know exactly what they're dealing with there. They don't want anything to go bad worse than it is. We kind of know when it's about had enough, when we see it kind of limply hanging on his arm. And all of a sudden, we kind of see it go a little bit limp on the side. We know very good and well what's happening. Shoulder surgeries are not fun for anyone, but shoulder amputations like that aren't either because you get a lot of immobility with them. So one of these days, he will get that done, but we're just hoping and praying he can get through this basketball season before it really starts.
Absolutely. Let's take our first time out as we continue on through our Smith Appliances pregame show. We appreciate Smith Appliances for hopping on as the pregame sponsor. When it comes to appliances in the greater Warsaw area, Kosciuszko County, you've got to go to Smith Appliances because they really do have it all. And Rita, the biggest thing that they do, they service everything they sell. And that is
yes.
That is rare these days, someone that you can trust to service a manufacturer's product and have the experience to know just exactly what's wrong and be trained to fix that specific appliance.
And it's nice thing, too, and we've talked about this a little bit, they have a tremendous selection of used appliances always because they take something they can repair and make like new, and they resell it. A lot of people don't want to mess with that, but they do. They have an area back in their warehouse where they can take you and let you select, and the prices are always, always very good.
Yeah, Smith Appliances in Warsaw, once again, your one-stop shop for refrigerators, washers, dryers, freezers, dishwashers, microwaves, ranges. They always service what they sell, and they've been serving our area for over 60 years. They're excited to be partners for Tippecanoe Valley Boys Basketball and to sponsor the pregame show this season. You can find them on 119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw, and they're happy to say go Vikings this basketball season. We'll take our first time out on the Smith Appliances pregame show. We're back in a moment here on 107.3 WRSW.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone. R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Let's get back to the Smith Appliances pregame before tonight's Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball game.
Back at Tippecanoe Valley High School. Rita, go ahead.
I was just going to make mention of the uniforms. I don't ever remember Prue having the gray and black. You know, I remember them having the other colors, but that's just kind of a new look. Is that correct? Because I don't remember those colors before.
You know, I've only been around the area pretty consistently for 3 years. And you're right. Peru is synonymous with Purdue almost.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. Couple changes on the roster, so I'll share that with you, Rita. The numbers are getting swapped around there. Looks like Sawyer Colley is going to be number 20.
Okay.
And Lucas Rodriguez is going to be number 24 for Peru. But, you know, you're right. I'm trying to think of a professional team that has that color pattern or that jersey pattern to kind of help describe to the listeners what exactly the difference is.
Yeah.
Maybe, kind of like Seattle Seahawks script, not quite the color, but the font and the design,
and
but it's gray and black.
Yeah,
that's the best way I can kind of describe it.
It's attractive. It's good looking.
It is,
nothing wrong with that. It's just different.
It's a very minimal style.
Minimal style. And they've always been a little on the flashy side.
Yeah.
And we like that, too.
Yeah.
No, well, I just had a very special sighting down there. I think he's a pro basketball. Let me try that again. I think he's a pro baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Look down there. Who is that guy, anyway?
Tanner Andrews, I'm guessing.
Tanner Andrews. Shaking some hands, doing some autographs. All the kids are coming out of the bleachers now, so that's a guy that's deserved every bit of that because his work ethic has been phenomenal.
Yeah, to go through some of the injuries that you've talked about, Tim has mentioned that he's had to go through to get to where he's at. I know a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers in the league, you hear the same story. They bounce around the minor leagues, they have injuries to their arm, and they kind of just throw it away. They kind of say, you know what? My body says I can't do it.
Yes.
He signed a professional contract with the Toronto Blue Jays, so we expect to see him playing some professional baseball next year, the World Series runner-up Toronto Blue Jays. So
it's going to be really exciting. And he was almost getting ready to age out.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been any more than a couple of years until he even had to make a really, really good idea of what his future would be. But he's just... He's been phenomenal. We always knew he was one of the best athletes ever come out of this school, and he's proven that for sure.
Yeah, hard to pick a football record book up or a baseball record book up and not see his name or basketball record book up of those three sports. Hard to not see his name in those books. So he is everywhere, and baseball obviously his best sport, but it's still pretty prevalent in the
football,
third all-time leading scorer in
Tippecanoe
Valley basketball. So.
Had a couple of games over 50 points.
No big deal.
No. That's what people, they have a great basketball game. They say, man, that kid, but that's not his best sport.
Yeah. Crazy.
He just fills it in with that. Yeah.
Well, it is
phenomenal.
It is the Smith Appliances pregame show. It looks like we are just moments away from tonight's game. Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball welcoming the Peru Tigers to Rita Price Simpson Court. We will take our final time out of the Smith Appliances pregame show, take you all the way to tip off. We'll come back out with starting lineups brought to you by Wayne Landis, public address announcer tonight for Tippecanoe Valley High School. And we will get this one underway when we return.
Market declines, inflation, political turmoil. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Jenny Nelson. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to prepare for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call us at 574-267-6195 to schedule an appointment today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, and all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Jerkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at insuranceoneservices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
This is David Garris from Flotech Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotech 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotech Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotech Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotechpnh.com.
Let's get back to the Smith Appliances pregame before tonight's Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball game.
Moments away from tip. National anthem coming up in just a moment. We want to thank Smith Appliances for all of their support on the pregame show this season for Tippecanoe Valley boys basketball. I want to remind you, they are your one-stop shop for refrigerators, washers, dryers, ranges, freezers, dishwashers, microwaves, and they always service what they sell. They've been serving our area for over 60 years at Smith Appliances at 119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw. Go Vikings. Peru's 0-5. Tippecanoe Valley's 0-5. Someone is going to get their first win of the season tonight. When we return, we'll get that action started right here on 107.3 WRSW.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, 3 nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a 3-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
And it is that time for the starting lineups. We send it down to the floor with Mr. Wayne Landis to take it away.
Welcome to Arena Bryce Simpson Court, the home of your Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. As a member of the IHSA, we ask that all spectators display good sportsmanship. The administration and staff at Tippecanoe Valley High School encourage positive behavior at all sporting events. Negative comments and acts towards players, coaches, fans, and officials will not be tolerated at IHSA events. Thank you for your attendance and cooperation. Now let's meet each of the teams. First of all, our guests, the Tigers of Peru High School. Starting at guard, a 5'6" senior, number 0, Jacob Boswell. At guard, a 6'2" junior, number 3, Zion C. At a third guard position, a 6'1" senior, number 5, Isaac Braley. At forward, a 6'3" senior, number 11, Reese Beller. And rounding out the Peru lineup, a senior, stands 6'2", plays forward, number 14, Oliver Ray. The Tigers are coached by Travis Smith, assisted by Terry Smith and Dave Colley.
No William Malott. Also, Jude Kammer, I believe, making his first start of the season. So you got some guys in there that have not started the entire year, with the exception of Omondi, Parker, and Anthony for the Vikings.
And Coach pretty much indicated that that might happen the last time we had a broadcast. So not a big surprise of that. He's going to go day by day, week by week, game by game on some of the starters.
Perform in practice, you perform in the game and execute, you're going to get rewarded. And
you
Coach
bet.
Has been very, very apparent on that.
Okay, Peru wins the tip. It'll be Raby with the ball. He'll hold it up on the outside and hold it up in the perimeter. Let's see what he can do now as he works inside. Kind of a little bit got an opening, but a good fast hand with Anthony. Knocked the ball out of bounds, knocked it off Peru, so Valley will get the ball back. It's a good start.
Very good start.
We're bringing it up over the line now. It'll be Anthony. Anthony with the basketball. Holds it up now top of the key. High on the outside, over the left wing. It's going inside by there, Omondi. Pushes up a little bit too strong, no good. Rebound's got to be bounced around, won't go. And now it comes off the outside, and we come out quickly to Villar. Shots up for three, it's up and in. And give that the kid over in the corner, that was Jake Boswell. He was deep and let that one go.
It was quick.
3-0 in the count right now, Peru with the lead. Valley with the ball. Omondi with it, works over to the right side, bounce, doesn't get it to go, brings it back, slayed away. It'll be Miller. Miller goes inside this time to Parker, up and way wide miss on the layup, and the rebound's going to be pulled there right away. It'll be picked up by Bradley. Down the other end and up and in. And right away, Coach wins timeout, and he is not happy.
There was mixed execution on offense from someone on behalf of the Vikings. So a 30-second timeout. We will use it as well. 5-0 run for Peru to start the first minute and second of Tippecanoe Valley.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. and they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
So Amont, they will get the ball off the outside, and right away, Tippecanoe Valley had to burn an opportunity to darken the kids. Coach not happy with both ends of the floor at this point. Miller has it. Gets it back to Parker. Parker over the left wing, shots up. Kammer puts it up short. Rebound comes out long. It'll be coming out once again to Peru. They'll try to hold it up, but it's going to be taken away by Anthony. Good job.
That was the effort from Mason Miller to poke that basketball away.
All over to the left wing now on the baseline. Kammer. Kammer with the basketball comes back out the outside over to the right wing. Setting it up in the right corner now. It goes to Kammer. Kammer with the basketball looks inside. Nobody home there. It'll go to Amande. A bad wide pass. Goes out of bounds, but it's back to Valley. Touched by Peru. So the Vikings will have it back.
Best crowd of the season, I think, tonight, Rita.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Best crowd is right. Close to Christmas, a lot of the kids are home. We'll bring it back on top of the key, high on the outside. Now Kammer. Kammer with the basketball brings it over to the right side to Miller. Miller with the ball over to the deep right wing. Anthony. Anthony back on top of the key. They'll take it all the way down. Can't get a shot away. Now it comes inside. A little bump. No call there. We'll go over to Amande. Amande with the ball over to the left wing. Picked up by Parker. Parker trying to get closer. Tries to get it in. Trump tries a little circus shot. No good. Rebound's going to be fall for. It's going to be bounced around. It will go back to, or is there a personal foul?
Well, there still hasn't really been a signal. I think both the officials are going to have a conversation.
Okay.
I thought maybe it could have been Valley basketball.
I thought maybe for a while, too, it looked like there was a little bump there, but ends up to be Peru basketball.
Peru fans traveling really well as well.
You bet. They brought a crowd as well. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. That will take and turn it back once again to Peru. Miller on that. Miller is not what you call a flashy player. Nope. Miller just gets the job done.
Does what he can do within his abilities.
Doesn't have a big smile on his face. Either way, just gets down to business. The ball comes down to the outside and taken away. Cameron now with the steal. He'll bring it back over to the 10-second line. Sets it up with the right left-hand dribble. Over to the right side now to Parker. Parker back out top of the key to Amande. Amande with it, and a personal foul for reaching in is going to be called on Peru.
I got to go back just a moment ago, Rita. That steal by Jude Cameron was set up by a deflection for Mason Miller. That's the third deflection I have him marked down for already in this first half, and that's the third one on the defensive end as well. So he saves an offensive rebound for Tippecanoe Valley and then poked away two would-be steals.
It's not all points that make the game good. Miller now with the inlet pass. They'll bring it back to Parker. Parker holds up from the 15-foot stripe into Amande. Beautiful feed that time, and Amande scores, and it's now 5-2. A three-point lead by Peru. Backcourt pressure being applied on the Vikings. Peru will break that pressure to get it over in the left wing. It's going to be deep in the left corner, trying to get around. The ball's going to be knocked loose. Peru will try to have it. They don't. They pick it back up. Basketball's going to be fought for. A little bit of juggling for position. We're going to have Kammerer with a personal foul.
Peru wanted the foul. Coach Henson wanted to travel. I thought maybe Isaac Braley's feet were shuffling just a little bit there. But once again, I'm going to keep saying it as long as he keeps doing it. That whole mismatch sequence was set by deflection from Mason Miller.
Yep, getting the job done. What we have, offensive foul. That's away from the ball.
I think that may be your makeup call there, Rita.
Okay, so that's going to be on
Beller.
Beller, you're right. Beller just didn't see it. It was away from the ball when they tried to put the ball in. And Tippecanoe Valley has it automatically up over the line. We'll set it up now, top of the key, taking it all the way down to Parker. Throws it up, no good, but drew a personal foul. So the personal foul, I think this time, is going to be going on Beller.
That can be an area, too, where a team is struggling with offense. If you're able to get to the free throw line, you can manufacture points that way. You got to hit them, obviously, but you can manufacture more opportunities on offense if you can get to the free throw line successfully.
Miss the free throw.
Got to make them, though.
So a couple of substitutions. Miller comes out, and we're going to have Malott in the lineup. Also checking in the lineup is Carter Musser for Peru. Shots up and good. So now it's a 1-for-2 split there at the line. It's now 5-3. A 2-point lead for Peru. Peru gets the basketball. Three nice passes, and they're over the line. They hold it up. A little behind the back dribble. I don't think that was intended. That's just the way the ball went. Peru will have it back. High on the outside now. Anthony will work against the post. We go into the inside. The ball's going to be loose. It'll be picked up again. Not easy to get around the inside movement. They'll bring it back out on the perimeter. And Peru will reset. Come back to Beller on the outside over the left wing. Deep in the left corner on the baseline. Turning it around, trying to get a shot off. Now they do get that shot off. It's no good, but a blocking foul is going to be called in the lane.
It's going to go against Malat. And Tippecanoe Valley struggling those first two defensive possessions. But since then, they've been really active and really good on defense.
So it's going to be in off of the Peru Tigers, and it goes under the bucket. They'll turn it around, try to make it an easy one. Oh, the ball bounced four or five times across the rim and fell off, and it comes back once again to Parker. He'll bring it down quickly, lost it out of bounds, and that will turn it back over once again to Peru. Tigers will have the basketball.
It's those sturdy rims here at Tippecanoe Valley High School. I tell you what. There are surefire shots that somehow, if they hit any part of that rim, they just drop off.
J.J. Cameron comes into the lineup now. So we'll have the little guys in the backcourt one more time. The ball comes inside to Peru. They'll bring it up over the line. Quick pass down low, beautifully done, but they miss it. Same type of thing on the other side of the basket. So now we turn it back to Tippecanoe Valley. Valley holds it up. Anthony finds an opening, fires it up, and got it. Hesitated for a moment. Threw in a three, and that was 6-5. Keep track of those threes. There is, how many do they need to score?
I said five. I said that'd be a great number tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. You'd be able to find your first win if you're able to knock down five triples, which would be a season high.
We'll find out. Shot's no good in the wing in the corner for Peru, and we'll bring it back down once again to Cameron. Top of the key shot is up by Anthony. This one will not go in. He was wide open on that one. Going to have a fight for the rebound and tussle on the floor. It's going to be a personal foul call.
We go against Owen flying.
Owen gets
late.
That one.
Now he holds their first lead, those 6-5. And we know Grant Anthony can hit those shots, Rita. He's done a...
Yes, I would have taken that. He was alone.
He's done a really good job this season of just kind of finding his way on the varsity level.
So let's see what Purdue does. Not Peru. Peru, not Purdue.
Very similar most of the time, but these jerseys, a little different.
Wouldn't you like to be Purdue as your coach? The ball back in the left wing, that would be something you'd look forward to. They'll hold it up. It's going to be a triple whammy on the inside defensively, and it will be a hell ball. Oh, we called a personal foul on that.
Grant.
All right. Personal foul on Anthony.
There's, I don't know. No, it was on Owen.
Owen Omondi? That's his second.
That's the second on Owen.
Yeah. Now well, now that look, makes a difference.
You got to look to the bench if you're Coach Henson and kind of try to figure out what you want to do. Oh,
there's
wow.
The third one. Oh, that was just hitting the arm when they went up for the shot. A good rebound that time came to C, and he hit him on the arm.
Yeah, so they inbounded it, and Owen was pretty much tied up with C as the shot got off. It was a foul, but it was just an oh-no moment as it's happening because you can see it happen before it happens.
Shot's up and good. Coming in the lineup will be Parker, and Owen's going to have a seat for the rest of this half.
Yeah, that's 14 points per game and your leading scorer on the bench for a long time.
Wow, you just made mention. You have to be careful. You don't want to leave him in too long, and wham, that one came. Shots up and in for the free throw line for the Peru Tigers, and it turns right now to be a 7-6 count. So Peru has the lead, and, yeah, a traveling violation. Archer just took an extra step.
Yep, turnover.
30 feet away.
Been an issue this season.
Now Peru will have another opportunity. Coming in the lineup for Peru. Back into the lineup, we should say, is Bradley. Jumps in now, and we'll see what he can do to change the offense, because Peru has the offense. They bring it back to the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Bradley back out straight away. Over the left wing, deep in the left corner, he tries to scoop it up. He got it up there, but it wouldn't go. Bounced around two on the rim. It's going to be Parker on the run. Down once again, the inside. Can't get that shot away. They'll go back to Cameron. Cameron tries to go deep, and it's going to be in the left wing, all the way across court again. Top of the key to the right move. And both camera boys in there. High on the outside now. It's going to be Parker. Parker with the basketball. High on the outer perimeter. Shots up by Milan. It's good. Boy, did he need that. He needed that for a lot of things. Confidence especially. 9-7 the count. That's a 2-point lead now for the Vikings. But a great pass inside. Doesn't convert. And we're going to have a hell ball. Well, that's a little mismatch.
They're going to call a foul, though.
They called a foul?
Yeah. 24. Lucas Rodriguez. I thought I was kind of leaning your way, Reed. I thought maybe that would have been a jump ball.
Well, I think maybe it might have been the fact that the big kid bullied the little kid there. Could have been a little bit. Because we know Cameron's not a very big boy. So we're going to see what that turns into here for the Vikings now. We'll see if they can turn it into points. Ball over to the left wing, picked up in the deep left corner, back out once again. Malott, high on the side, across court we look. Cameron with the ball, off to Malott. Malott with the ball, takes the lane, fires it across court, out of bounds, but it's hit by Peru, and so Valley will have it back.
Boy, that three for William Malott was huge.
It was.
Like you said, so many reasons. He was their best three-point shooter by percentage returning from last year's team. He played in 17 varsity matchups, so he got plenty of playing time. It wasn't like he just hit two threes, and that's, you know, your top returner. But, man, to see him struggle early and then hit that big three, that's huge.
Ball to the left wing now. We're going to hit the Anthony. Anthony with the basketball. Off the camera. Shot up. No, a little bit too hard that time for Jude. Basketball, though, by Malott is the rebound return. Shot bounces around. It won't go in. It hit four corners of the basketball rim and then finally fell off. Peru now with the ball. We'll see what they can set up. They've got Steve with the basketball on the outside, looking for a little bit of help over the left wing. Deep in the left corner now, setting it up in the high post, looking to see if they can get that low. So far, that isn't open, and we're going to have another personal foul call.
That's the fifth, past the fifth personal foul. It should be two free throws here. And for Grant, he took a shoulder to the chin.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
Grant Anthony, his first
on Anthony, but free throws for Peru.
Isaac Brayley at the line.
The rest of the way. So we're going to have an opportunity right now with the free throw line for Peru. They fired that one up, and it's no good. A little bit too hard that time for Bradley. We'll double check and see what he might be able to make up to make that a 1-for-2 mark. Miller's going to come back into the lineup now.
First stage just took his warm-up off, too. He's not at the scorer's table yet, but curious to see his availability tonight in the varsity meeting.
He wants to play. You got another kid down there who would surely like it, too. I tell you right now, Kaiser can add a lot of offense and a lot of defense with the size of that kid. We'll bring it up over the line now to Parker. Parker with the basketball over to the left wing. Picking up Malott. Malott with the ball. Back down low to the left wing to Parker. Parker with the basketball top of the key. High on the outside. Working it over to Anthony. Anthony works long down left wing. Shot up by Parker. It's a rainbow. It's in and out. And the rebound's going to be fought for back in the backcourt. Boy, I thought sure that was down.
Not a bad looking shot at all.
We bring it back straight away again with a 1-point lead for the Vikings, and Peru has it. They bring it inside. No room. Back out once again. No room again. Picking up the dribble, looking for a little bit of help. They go back to the perimeter. Over to the right wing, deep in the right corner. Baseline try is going to be on the way. It's short. Rebound's going to be out of bounds. It goes back to Valley. It looks like a good idea for Raby, but he just didn't quite get that to go.
Great defense tonight for Tippecanoe Valley so far.
Into the lineup right now. Is that Bradley back in there?
I think C is in there.
They've reused those guys back and forth a lot here in this first quarter. Under a minute to go in the first period. 9-8 is the count, a 1-point lead. Ball works over to the right side, top of the key. They'll hold it up on the left wing to Malott. Top of the key now to Anthony. Anthony, bounce pass down low. It's going to be thrown away. Parker thought he could save it, but he couldn't. And it went right to Peru. They'll turn it around. Twist, turn, shot, up. Picture perfect for that one. You want to give that one to the guy who really deserved that, and that was Brayley. That was pretty.
Turnovers hurt. They hurt even more when the other team takes it and scores.
That's right. Ball over the left wing to Malott. Malott with the basketball back straight away. We'll go over to the left wing. Quick look. Parker. Anthony alone. Shot short. Rebound over to the right side. Fell right in the hands this time of Peru, and the Tigers bring it down quickly. So they set up the offense, but Jude Carrots, who steals it away, he'll bring it all the way down. Stops him short. Missed the money. Rebound's going to be fought for. Should be a personal foul. I think Miller's going to get nailed for that one.
So JJ, the nice steal. Couldn't quite finish at the basket. I think at that point you're probably playing for a foul, trying to get some contact. But then a frustrating incident where you get the reach-in foul on Valley 90 feet away from the cup. When the other team is in the bonus, it'll be two free throws for Dawson Babs. You could probably hear Coach Henson a little frustrated after that.
Yeah. You know, you might get that in a JV game, but you're not going to get that in a varsity game. Shots up and will not go. A really good look that way to Babs. He'll be taking, that's number 12, isn't it? Dawson Babs.
Yes. And that's the positive thing for Valley. Peru has not been as efficient at the free throw line in their opportunities.
Second one up and it's good. Got that one to go. So it is now 11-9. a two-point lead for Peru. Fight for the ball out of bounds at the buzzer, and that will do the first quarter. So after one, it is 11 for the Peru Tigers, 9 for the Valley Vikings. We'll be back with the second period after this on WRSW.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as a Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant. Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
That's funny.
Well, Chris Seacrest has outdone himself tonight.
That's great.
Officer Shepard, Rick Shepard, longtime resource officer at Tippecanoe Valley High School, is officially retiring. So we're... Congratulations to him, and Chris Seacrest hit him with the bad boys.
I love it.
On the in-arena entertainment with the song selection there.
So, he's done a great job, and Mason Teal is the new guy. He will do a great job as well. Oh, got a little one on the floor. Hello.
Coach Henson was trying to protect the little one there as William Platt was bringing the basketball in.
Well, she kind of forgot where she was there for a minute.
Yeah. Now she's up on the bleachers. And
we better find out who she is.
Yeah.
The ball comes over to the outside now. We're going to set it up down left wing. Top of the key. Picks up in the outer perimeter. Cameron with it over to the left corner. Shot's not taken. Anthony thought about it. Changed his mind. Now he'll try one. That's good. That's a good try. That's another three for Grant Anthony. 12-11 the count as Tippecanoe Valley takes back the lead. And we're going to have the ball fought for. It was batted around and finally went off of Anthony's chin, but I think it was a little bit too late for that. Onomandi's back in.
He is. He's playing with three fouls. This is going to be very interesting. Just to see how Coach Henson and his staff are able to manage his minutes and try to not put him in positions where he could be drawing fouls.
Ball on top of the key we go. Here we go to Amandi. Amandi with the basketball. Camera. I didn't want to say anything until he ramped that up there. Shoot, camera, took him a three. Had the opening and put that one up, and now they've hit four threes. How many did you want, Baylor?
I said five would be great, and at this point, you know, make it six, make it seven.
As many as you can. 15-11 the count, Tippecanoe Valley with the lead over Peru. Peru has the ball. Trying to get rid of it now. It's taken away. Taken away by Malott, and the ball hit the official and went out of bounds, so they give it back to Peru.
Good to see Hunter Stage back in there. I know he played against Elkhart. We didn't broadcast that game, but it's just good to see him back out after a couple games off with an injury.
What a difference one or two kids can make. Sometimes you don't realize that until the combination gets out there. Ball in the backcourt. Hold it up on the outside. It's going to be Peru trying to hold on right now. Clear out on the perimeter. We'll go over to the left wing. The shot's going to be up. It looked like a perfect shot. And it was a good shot. But Omandi picked up the garbage that time, and he didn't hit the shot. Down low we go to Cameron. He got that one to go, but I think it's an offensive foul, and that's probably a good call.
Yep. Not a lot of arguing from anybody on the Tippecanoe Valley sideline on that one.
He leaned over as far as he could lean. So he gets his second. But it was a good effort, and he did hit the shot. However, that doesn't change anything. 15-11 the count. Tippecanoe Valley with the lead. 6:39 left to go in the first half. Basketball in the backcourt now. Setting up high on the outside. We'll go to Beller. Beller, we should say. And y'all have it. They turn it around against Anthony. Over to the right wing. Bounce pass is going to be loose. He'll pick it up on the wing, back of the corner. It's going to be tipped around two or three times. He's going to try and jump and save it. Couldn't do that. It was Brantley who really thought maybe he had a hand on it, but he got too far out of bounds. He couldn't do it. And Peru calls a full timeout. 6:22 left to go in the first half. 15-11 Valley. We're back after this on WRSW.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back.
Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
Well, tonight's Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard reads 15-11 with 6:22 left to go in the first half. Tippecanoe Valley in Peru, and the Vikings on top by their largest margin of the game so far, 4 points. And they just so happen to have 4 three-pointers, which is going to help us out a lot when we talk about the Bobcat of Warsaw 3-3 at halftime.
Had to have them. Tonight they had to have them, and they're getting them. 15-11, though, we've been kind of stagnant on the scoreboard. It's a steal this time by C, and we're going to have a personal foul on Tippecanoe Valley to boot. C got in the middle of that pass, did a great job of stealing it away. Got it over the 10-second line and just kind of took a little bump, and that turns it in to the Tigers getting a foul. It's on the floor, so it'll be inbounded. And it is. And C ends up with the inbound pass. He'll bring it over the left wing with a behind-the-back dribble. Pulls it up on the outside now. Looking for a little bit of help over the right, left, deep in the left corner. We'll look straight away. High on the outside. It comes almost knocked away, and it was knocked away. Good job by Malott. Taken away by J.J. Cameron. Shot up, and Malott a little short that time. But the rebound comes to Cameron. He'll try to put it up. That's blocked. Rebound comes back out to Malott. Malott to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Comes back out straight away to the outside. Over to the left wing now, they'll post it up. It'll be picked up on the inside to Omondi. Omondi puts it up and in. Good setup that time.
He executes that jump stop into the floater with the right hand and is as good as anybody.
Got a good opportunity that time, too, as well, making sure that they got the offensive rebound to set that up. So Tippecanoe Valley is going to fight for the ball, and Omondi was in the middle of that. And it's a hell ball, but you're right. I thought number four flies before my eyes right there.
take a deep breath, but it is a jump, but it's back to Peru. And Ty Kaiser's going to check in, so yep. There's another injury return for Hunter Stage.
Stage is out.
Comes out.
Kaiser's in. Football buddies.
Yeah.
Different sport. Good talent. Quick play on the left wing now inside. The turnaround is up. It's on the way, and it won't go. It's short, way short this time for Boswell. So, Tippecanoe Valley will have the ball. They'll bring it all the way down. Camera, no. Not enough for a soft touch there to make it work. But we're going to have the rebound pulled down quickly. Peru on the run. They'll try to go through two people. They miss the bunny down low, and that turns it back once again to Valley. Ballard tried that one. Omondi might try the same thing, and he's going to be blocked. Are they going to say personal foul? They will say there's a personal foul as he turned around for the shot.
Not a lot of baseline out of bounds tonight for Tippecanoe Valley, especially on that right side of the basket.
Is that the first personal foul on Peru?
Of the quarter, I believe so, and I think it's just the third overall.
Okay, haven't been very many. Turnaround jumper? No, that won't go. Kind of a half hook shot that time for Omondi, so it turns back to Peru. The Tigers will have it on the run, now with a pass on the inside, trying to work that inside position. A block. And that was a really pretty good block by J.J. Cameron.
Really good. And then kind of an interesting deflection. It kicked off the feet of Oliver Rabe.
So right away we'll see now what Valley can do to respond to that. Tempo of the game has been very quick.
It has. And it feels like with the tempo you'd see more points, but just 17-11.
Ball top of the key now. Parker will have it. Parker with the basketball. Holds it up with the right, left-hand dribble, stops the dribble, brings it over to the left wing, it'll be Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball, back out straight away. High in the left wing. It's going to be Anthony. Anthony with the ball, brings it around top of the key, works over to the right side. Deep in the right wing now, Cameron. Cameron now brings it back out once again, looking for a little bit of help. They'll bring it over to the left side, top of the key to Omondi. Omondi into Kaiser, hooks it up. A little bit short, but had the right idea. Boy, he takes up a lot of room in there.
Yes, he does.
17 to 11 is the count until we have a wide open bounding three by Babs. And that's three. That makes it 17-14 Valley. So Valley needs to retaliate right here. We'll bring it back to Anthony. Over to the left wing, deep it comes. Looking for the inside position. Now Bondi missed the shot. Nobody there to rebound and do a good job of that. Indeed, was Ravi. We'll bring it back over the top of the key. Over to the left wing, the shot's going to be up. No, it won't go. Rebound is going to be taken by Cameron. Cameron brings it up over the 10-second line himself. J.J. holds it up, looks for a little bit of help, bounced it. But somebody zigged when they should have zagged. It went right in the hands of Bradley. So Bradley, rather, has the ball, and they'll bring it down to Peru Tigers. It's going to be a three launched. It's up, and it's no good. Looking at the inside, it'll be C with the rebound. It's up, and it is no good. C now fights for the rebound down low as well. A couple of gray jerseys, a couple of white jerseys. It's a hell of a call.
Yeah, nobody boxing out for the Vikings. Yeah. Everybody just kind of staring at the basketball as it's dropping off the rim. And that could be a couple of different things. There could be some exhaustion out there. A lot of guys have played almost the entire game. And the size of Peru, it's not overwhelming, but it is an inch or two advantage.
So Parker will have it top of the key. Working over to the right side, Malott. Malott now with the basketball. Brings it up top of the key, works over to the left wing, holds it up. It'll be Anthony. Anthony finds a little bit of room from 10 feet away, but it was a little short. And the rebound's going to be quickly brought down to Peru. They're over the line, and C stepped out of bounds. Is that the call? The pass was a little wide, but I thought he was in.
That left elbow jumper, I thought maybe Grant Anthony got held.
So reload. Coach giving you some instruction about the defensive workout.
The work in progress.
A work in progress it is. The ball over to the left wing. It'll be picked up deep in the left corner of Cameron and had it knocked out of his hands. He picks it back up, knocked out of his hands again. This time he gets it off to Malott. Top of the key, Parker. Over to the right side to Anthony. Anthony now with the basketball. Looks for a little bit of help. Looks for a wider berth. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Malott. Shots up. No good. Rebound fought for. Peru will try it after the missed shot. Ball's going to be loose. They'll retain possession. Down on the baseline. Good. And Omondi had to let him go.
Yeah.
Bellar with that one.
Yeah, he knew his instinct nearly took over and said, I'm going to get in and try to draw a charge. But then he pulled back at the last second.
Oh, down the other end, we make up for that very quickly with Jude Cammer. He had a three and a wide open one. 20-16 now. Tippecanoe Valley with the lead with 2 minutes to go. First half has been very quick. We bring the ball back to the outside. Oh, what a beautiful pass that was. Oh, really beautiful pass into C. He hit the layup, and he'll go to the line for a possible three-point play.
So this could be a concerning trend, or it could be an exciting trend. You take it how you'd like. Vikings have made 7 field goals total tonight. They got the 2-point lead, but 5 of them have been 3-pointers. Now, that would not. Now they have hit the 5 number already, but they're going to have to hit some 2s tonight if they want to win this game still. I know I was calling for 5 3-pointers, but I was also thinking, hey, maybe we're going to hang around that average of as many 2-point made field goals as well.
C hit the free throw, so now it's 20-19, a 1-point Valley lead. 1:51 left to go in the first half. Basketball over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up by Malott. A little bit long on the three. Rebound is cleared out immediately. We're going to bring it up over the line with Raby. He'll have the ball on the baseline. Picked up by Malott. A cross-court pass goes. They'll try to go inside down to the left wing. Looking for a little bit of passing power, and it's almost taken away by Cameron. Over to the right side now to C. He'll post up on the baseline right. No room to go. Stage with a great defensive play that time. The ball's going to be loose and go out of bounds. Should go to Valley. It does.
That's really impressive for Hunter Stage because he's in this game defending the top offensive player off the bench. Zion C out there, and Hunter Stage has given him all he can.
He's tough. He's just a tough kid. We saw that in football.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, he's translating that right now on the basketball floor as well. The ball over to the left wing. Quick pass, top of the key. Stage. Stage of the ball. Looks over to the right side. On the baseline. They'll pick it up. Trying to get a pass off, but it wasn't a good pass. Parker's pass was low. And it's taken away in the backcourt now. It'll be Beller. Beller with the basketball. Turns it around. Flops it up. No good. Rebound down low. Basketball's going to be fought for. It will be a hell ball. Should go back to Peru. Doesn't know. They say back to Valley. No, they say Peru. I was right the first time.
Parker I was still trying to figure it
took
out.
Took a big old flop. I'm kind of surprised that he didn't get a warning on that one.
Look out for that embellishment warning. They do call that quite
a bit. They do. The ball's going to be taken away. Good job this time by Malott. Malott now on the steal. Brings it over to the right side of the stage. He's long for three. No good. Rebound. Parker up. No, he missed the bunny. Rebound down low. Camera's going to fight for position, and he's going to be fouled. Number three, and that would be a C. Kind of hard not to go over the back.
Three on three crimes.
Yeah.
Jude on C.
Kind of difficult.
C on Cameron.
Owen Omondi enters.
Omondi comes in.
This is a safe substitution. You can get your best offensive player in the game. Anticipating, I would imagine, that you're going to be trying to take this down in the final few seconds to not allow him to get in a position where he could pick up a fourth personal foul.
So they'll bring the ball in. Parker gets it to Omondi. Will they have time? Throws it up there, has to. Didn't have time. That was really impeded by that shoulder. But the rebound's going to be cleared out. Parker in the backcourt now. Basketball goes down low with a 10-footer, and it's going to go good. I would not have given you a dollar for that one going in, but it did. And he was fouling after shooting. That's a possible big three-point play with 26 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, the shot was essentially blocked. That the momentum carried it through. A defensive player of Peru and able to get a shooter's bounce, shooter's little shooter's touch to go through. And that also, Rita, what that does, that stoppage, that allows you to get Owen Omondi out of the game for Hunter Stage so you can help defend him against the fourth personal foul. That's a really good sequence for the Vikings.
Shot's going to be up and good. So it's a three-point play and none bigger than that. 23-19. WDU Valley with a four-point lead with 26 seconds left to go in the game. Coming into the lineup and bringing the ball in will be Boswell. So the Tigers, Boswell will set it in. They loop it long. It comes to the backcourt. We'll bring it up over the line to Beller. The ball's going to be loose on the baseline. He throws one up. No good, but drew the personal foul. They work that inside pretty effectively.
They do, and I think the intention there for the Vikings, if they were going to stop the ball, was they had a foul to give. Okay, you can give that foul. Just don't give it on the shot.
Yeah.
Turns into two free throws. Now the next foul, Peru being the bonus either way.
Shots up, and it's good. Gonna have one more coming.
Six free throws in the first half for Peru, just two for Valley.
It's no good on the second one. But the rebound goes to the Tigers. They'll try to knock it off the leg, and it's picked up by Parker. So it ended up not being out of bounds to Peru, and Valley has it back. 11 seconds left on the clock. They got time to get a good shot off here. Let's see what they set up with 6 seconds left. Basketball back out once again to the outside. It's on the way for Hunter Stage. Good, 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 good. That was one of the best threes of the first half right there. Timing was perfect. He was off of one leg. Long shot. Good shot. 26-20, Tippecanoe Valley leads it at halftime. We'll come back and tell you how that all happened. Look at our scoreboard and more after this on WRSW.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast, we can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Niftone of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Jerry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Seacrest now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Niftone of Mentone. Visit the Facebook page and website for new products.
Niftone of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know, it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaeng.com.
It's time for the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Alderfer Bergen & Company. The same great people in service, just with a new name.
Welcome back to the Beacon Point Advisors, or should I say welcome into the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. The halftime score, Tippecanoe Valley 26, Peru 20. Let's tell you how we got there. At the end of the first quarter, it was 11-9. Tippecanoe Valley was leading, Peru was leading Tippecanoe Valley. And then 26-20, our halftime score. The scoring for the Vikings in the first half, 4 points for Owen Omondi, 6 points for Grant Anthony, 6 points for Jude Kammer, 3 points for Hunter Stage, 4 points for Wes Parker, and 3 for William Mallott. The Vikings knocked down 6 three-pointers, which I believe is a new season high over the course of an entire game. Peru in the first half. Jacob Boswell had 3 points. Zion C, he had 7 points. That's a team lead. Isaac Braley had 3 points. Reese Ballar had 3 points. And Dawson Babs had 4 points. We look at the turnover battle, 13-10, Tippecanoe Valley, 10 turnovers to Peru's 13, and 16-13, the Vikings win the rebounding battle. Let's take a peek at our out-of-town scoreboard at the half, see what scores we've got cooking right now. Boys basketball action, more popular tonight in our area. The girls basketball is Bremen leading Caston 37-20 near the end of the third quarter in that contest. Triton leading Winamac 29-14. That's a pretty big conference game in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference. Northwood beating Plymouth right now 6-4 early first quarter. Northfield leading Wabash 13-6. Wauwatosa leading Warsaw 8-3 midway through the first quarter. Concord over Mishawaka right now 11-8. Northwestern on top of Rochester 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. And girls basketball action, Southwood tonight defeated Manchester 49-36. Concord is trailing Fairfield 13-4 at the end of the first quarter. And Northridge leading Goshen 23-2 in girls basketball action. Olivet Nazarene is trailing Arizona Christian right now 51-43, 8:48 left to go in the third quarter. That's area girls basketball. Carly Snyder, former Tippecanoe Valley girls basketball player, playing for Olivet Nazarene this season. And Huntington leading Embry-Riddle Arizona 45-42 in women's college basketball.
with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter there. We appreciate Erica Warren for tracking down those scores for us, and we get through our Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. But first, we check in the free throw total. 2 made free throws for Tippecanoe Valley. That means $4 going to that KC Riley Kids Fund courtesy of Beacon Point Advisors. And we also have 6 made three-pointers. 6 times 3, that's 18. $18 going to the KC Riley Kids Fund courtesy of our friends at Bobcat of Warsaw as they bring us back this season, the Bobcat 3x3. Make sure to stop in to Bobcat just south of 15 for any of your outdoor weekend warrior projects you might be trying to do in the winter months or might be trying to plan for, or need a new mower, excavator, any of those fun toys, they've got them.
And you know what they'll tell you when you buy one? Booyah!
That's right. They will tell you that. And if they don't, make them.
Tell them that.
Rita said you have to say the
that
line.
That should be with every deal.
You should have to say the line with
That's
every
right.
deal. We'll take a timeout. We'll get you right back for the start of the second half. Tippecanoe Valley looking for their first win of the season on top of Peru. 26-20 on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard right here on 107.3 WRSW.
You shouldn't need an advanced degree to figure out how to pay for one. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, and I want to help you understand all the options you have when paying for an education. Whether you're the first in your family to attend college or planning for a grandchild to build on the legacy that goes back generations, let's work together to take care of your unique financial needs. Call me at 574-267-6195 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotec 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Online at FlotecPNH.com.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, 3 nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a 3-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
Well, Rita, one of the better boys games we've gotten to be a part of so far this season, and the Vikings look to be in prime position to try and capture that first win of the season, a 26-20 lead with the basketball.
And this, by far, is the best group of people that I've seen in this gym for a long time. It's crowded.
I'm with you.
We haven't had that for a couple, 3 years, so we're happy to see that. Ball comes back out of the outside. A bounce pass goes to Omonde. He'll turn it around inside. Goes to go over two people. Can't quite get that done. Basketball's going to be looped around and out of bounds, rather, and back to Valley. That was a little bit of a stretch, too. That could have maybe been an over the back. So he's playing with gusto. Let's put it that way.
It's so hard to pull that natural instinct out of you.
It is. Ball to Parker. Back to Kammer. Kammer with the basketball. Takes it down low. Throws it away. Basketball's going to be off the inside. Right away, up over the line. In a hurry, Braley fires it up. No good. But a personal foul is going to be called. That was a really good dive into the offense. And a great blend of a couple of kids kind of watching for him. Making sure defensively they were ready. He was ready for the shot.
That's the third on Anthony. So another Viking in potential foul trouble. Okay, Manon Omondi on the floor with three fouls. And then you've got Jude Kammer with two.
Shot's on the way, and it's way short for the shot.
Peru's knocked down six free throws tonight, but it's mostly been split trips. It certainly could be worse.
Yeah. They're doing some things really right. When you look at these two teams tonight, it's kind of hard to believe that neither one of them will win a game. The ball comes to Valley on the main free throw. That's a 1-for-2 split. And the basketball works over to the right side. It'll be Malott. Malott with the ball. Holds it up on the perimeter. Back up top of the key. Owen Omonde in the lane. Fires to the right side. Malott open. It's good. Beautiful shot by Malott. He put that one away with a lot of authority. And now it is 29-21. By far the best game for Malott. We're going to have a reach-in foul called. That was just a little bit too close for Jude. Camera got too close for the action, so that is a personal foul, which will turn it back to Peru.
Number three on him. Also noticing, Rita, William Malott getting the start in the second half.
Yes.
He's taking full advantage of that.
Yep.
6 points tonight, pair of threes.
Played with confidence tonight. The ball over to the left wing, down on the baseline. Back out once again to the outside. They'll try to go inside to C. It's going to be knocked away. He will control. C with the ball knocked away. Malott with a steal. Brings it up over the line. Fakes, bumps, puts it up. No good. Didn't get the foul grown, but Cameron will put it up. That's going to be blocked. It'll go out of bounds to Valley. A couple of hard lumps there.
I was going to say, Jude took a beating.
Yeah. But we're going to have Valley with the basketball. They'll bring it in. It'll be Parker with the ball. Parker with it. Holds it up. Gets it back to the backcourt. Over to the left wing, top of the key. Malott tried to get the ball in. That was a wide pass. And there was no way that Omonde could catch that
one. No, and you had Wes Parker wide open on the left wing.
Yeah, he just didn't see that. Basketball over to the right side. Deep in the right corner. Trying to rotate it around. 29-21. Valley leads it. Valley with the steal. It'll be Parker stealing the ball. Down to the inside. A nice give and go. And that is a personal foul. That'll put Parker to the line.
A little smile there from Wes. I think he was almost anticipating the whistle not to be blown.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Malott found him. Timeout's going to be called by Peru with 6:18 left to go in the third. 29-21 Valley. We're back after this.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
Parker is the first one. That's a good sign. We'll see if he can do the same. 30-21 now, a 9-point Valley lead. 6:18 left to go in the third period. Peru tried to get a few adjustments made in the last time out. Second one's good. 2-2 now. And we're looking now with a 31-21, a 10-point lead for the Vikings. We'll bring it down C. C goes into the inside. Oh, the bunny was widely missed, and you couldn't ask for anybody any closer than Braley.
And you almost, as an offensive player, you know that Onomandi, dealing with those three personal fouls, you kind of go into him expecting he'll give up, and it creates this awkward, almost standstill. And oftentimes, sometimes they can throw the offensive player out of rhythm like you did right there.
Well, a situation right now where Valley just needs to play smart basketball. 6 minutes left to go in the third. They pretty much dominated the third so far. And the basketball comes out once again to the outside. It'll be Cammer. Cammer with the ball back out once again to the outer perimeter. Top of the key. Over to Cammer. Cammer looks inside, down low, quickly over to the left wing. On the way and good for Malott. That was a healthy one. He's got it back. 34-21 now, Valley.
8 main threes. I was asking for 5 over the course of an entire game. Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard reads 34-21 with 5:37 left to go, and Valley already has a season-best 8 three-pointers.
Well, that's an amazing difference in the game. Let's put it that way. Ball to the right side. Peru will try to break the pressure. They do, but Malott got into the call of that.
And William got tied up with Reese Bellar. Fortunate that both those guys are okay, because it was just a bang-bang play where an arm went backwards and Beller kept moving.
Kind of flipped over his back a little bit. Thank goodness, as you said, nobody got hurt. So the basketball comes out the outside and we'll set up the play. It'll be Raby. He'll hold it up. Oh, over the inside, looking for C. They got C. He tried to get the ball to the outer perimeter. It'll be a traveling violation. And I think that traveling violation is going to be on the new guy. Is that Babs?
I believe so.
So, Tippecanoe Valley now will bring the ball the full length of the court. And they do. It'll be Anthony with it. Anthony lost the handle on the ball. Picked back up, though, by Armandi. Over to the right side. Jude Cammer is going to commit a little bit of a shuffle. That's a traveling violation. The mind was there. The body just didn't correspond with what it was thinking.
Laughing at Coach Smith. He was not happy with the travel called against his player on this end. And Valley does travel. And he said, now that's a travel.
Yeah, there you go. Long range three is up. But don't get it. Goes out of bounds. That was a good, well-made three. Or looked at three by Babs. But it went off the rim on the left side. And that turns it back once again to the Tigers.
It feels a lot closer than 13 points.
I know it does. You almost want to hold your breath and see if that's really the truth. But it is the truth. Tippecanoe Valley leads at 34-21. Ball in the backcourt now as they reload the offense. And going over to the right side, it will be Raby. He'll bring it over top of the key to C. Good. Just a perfect turnaround 15-footer. Perfect.
A little more in his face. That's a pretty easy-looking shot for him.
Yeah. 34-23 now. Tippecanoe Valley with the lead and the ball. Basketball goes over the right side. It'll be Jude Cammer. Cammer with the basketball. Brings it over the left wing. Picked up this time on the baseline all the way down. Shots up, and it won't go. And it's going to be Parker going to the line again.
And Wes read that the whole way. He's in the far right corner, rather far left corner. And with that, he kind of checked to see where the defense was around the player that he was about to attack. And he knew he had that first step on number 14, Oliver Raven. That's his fourth personal foul.
So I'll take a check on the free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Perfect. Got one more.
7 points tonight for West. 5 of those at the free throw line. Got a pair of Vikings with 9 points. William Malott with 9. And also, who else has 9 they've got up there? Got Cammer with 9. That's correct. He hit that 3. And missed the 3 for Jude.
First free throw was good. Second would not go. But Val gets the ball back. It'll be Hunter Stage with the rebound. Ooh, Omondi took a hop step shot. And they're going to call a blocking foul. Well, he started to stop. But before, he jumped about 6 feet. Then he stopped.
May have gotten away with one there.
I think he might have. That was more than a Euro step, wasn't it?
I thought so.
I thought so, too. Ball goes to the right side. It's going to be up by Malott. Yes, ma'am. Did it again.
They lost the hottest hand in the gym.
Right side it is. And that way he was into the action that time and helped to save the ball. Basketball goes down low. It's going to be what? It's going to be goaltending? Two shots. Boy, they were up there.
What a sequence for William Malott.
Yeah.
Drills the triple.
Gives him the old
steal
five.
Here at midcourt.
Great.
Passed it forward to Grant Anthony.
We knew it was in him, and it's all coming out tonight.
Yeah. I think you might have been right, Reed. I think they called a goaltend.
I thought they called it. That's a good call. He was up there. I thought it was a goaltending.
He held up the two. He didn't really, you know, give an indication.
Yeah.
Very confident that it was 2 points that count. But, yeah, you were right. So count the basket for Grant Anthony.
Don't see that very often. Once in a while. Ball comes in the backcourt. Double-team situation. They'll look at it inside. It's going to be a reach-in foul. That one might be a little nitpicky, but it would have been nitpicky on two kids if you wanted to be quite honest about it. It's going to be a personal foul on Parker.
It's one of the few Vikings on the floor that didn't have a personal foul.
Yeah.
That's his first.
So we'll set up the free throw line now. That will not be an opportunity for anybody because Peru's going to pick up the ball and see if they can get a little closer with it. They've got C at the free throw line waiting for an opportunity for a pass. Didn't need it. Boswell hit a three. 40-26 now. Basketball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Hunter Stage. Back over to the right side to Malott. Malott with the ball, top of the key. Thought about the three. What do we have here?
Personal foul.
Away from
offensive
the ball.
Foul on Ornamondi.
Ornamondi picked that one up. So we're going to have Andy to come back into the lineup.
It's a big three for Jacob Boswell. That's his second. Because it's 10-3 from three-point land, Valley to Peru.
Well, there's the difference. A big difference. 14-point lead for the Vikings. 3:38 left to go in the third. They bring the ball back out once again. C usually rambles across to that free throw line. He's there right now if they can get the ball to him. But to get the ball back in the backcourt instead to Boswell. Over to the left wing, it'll be picked up. It will be C. He's going to try that baseline. He's triple-teamed right now, and we're going to have a hell ball call. Stanley and also Hunter Stage, a great job defensively there.
Great help defense by Grant Anthony. Came in and really just put two hands in the cookie jar and got the jump ball.
Shots up for three. Yep, you let him back out there again. He did it one more time. Jake Boswell for that three. 40-29. Now he's going to have to be aware. We bring it back up once again to the outside to Cammer. Cammer the basketball over to the outer perimeter. Works on the inside, got it on the tall trees. Tried to flip the ball up, it's no good. Got in there to get the rebound, punched it back out to the outside. Stage got the ball to Anthony, and we're going to have timeout called Tippecanoe Valley. Did you call it?
I thought like he was looking to call it.
Yep. Well, he did. Officially, I guess he did. Timeout call for Valley. 40-29 the count. Vikings. We're back after this on WRSW.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Our Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard reads 40-29. Tippecanoe Valley has knocked down 10 three-pointers tonight with 2:57 left to play in the third quarter.
Long pass out to Malott. Malott works over to the left wing now. Setting it up, comes to the outside to Parker. Hunter Stage looks at it over the left wing to Parker for a three. That's a little bit wide. And the rebound's going to be cleared out of there right away. Good job, of course, by Braley. He cleared it out to get it to C. Over to the left wing, the shot's up. That's going to be short this time. Couldn't quite make another one go for Boswell, but boy, he's been hot at that spot. Quick pass across court. Nobody was there. They flipped the ball over. They hit it across court. They was right in between the two players. Somebody should have zagged when they zigged, but it didn't make any difference. It went out of bounds. And it goes right back to Peru. So the Tigers will have it. Tigers hold it up top of the key. Working over to the left wing now. Brings to the outside. A little bumping going on. No call there. Now there's that great long three again. Wouldn't go again for Boswell. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Valley.
He's got three made three-pointers. Team high 9 points. You get the feeling that he probably has the green light the rest of this game. And Valley's got to pick him up from any distance. He's shown the ability to knock down three-point shots from wherever.
We got a good look at it that time.
Jude Kammer checking in for the Vikings. Checks in for his brother J.J.
Okay, let's see what they do. Now they set it up. Quick pass goes to the outside to Malott. Back out once again to the outer perimeter. So we'll bring it up over the line with Anthony. Anthony now with the basketball on top of the key. Over to the left wing, it goes to Hunter Stage. Stage with the ball. Looks for a little bit of help over to the left corner. That's going to be a traveling violation. There again, having the play in mind, shuffling the feet before you go, that turns it over to Peru. So they've had a pretty much error-free game up to the last, three or four minutes now?
Yeah, a couple of untimely turnovers. Fortunately, Peru has not turned them into points like they did in that first quarter.
Up over the line quickly. We got C. He tries to bulldoze on the inside. He doesn't get anything accomplished that way, but there is a personal foul. It's going to be on Stage.
That's fortunate for the Vikings because you could have gone Hammer. You could have gone Anthony. It's the fifth personal foul against Tippecanoe Valley, rather fifth team foul against the Vikings, and it is two shots. So C to the free throw line, where he's got 3 of his 9 points. He's the first Peru Tiger to be in double figures if he's able to hit one of these two.
It's short. He's a nice player. Fun to watch, quick, good wingspan.
Triton on top of Winamac, 33-19 in the third quarter of boys basketball action.
That's pretty surprising. Winamac's good this year.
It's a big game in the HNAC.
40-30 the count. 10-point lead. 10-point lead right now for the Vikings. The ball goes over the left wing. We'll set it up in the left corner. Off the stage. Malott on the fly for three. Yes! Book it again. How many for him?
Five made threes.
Shots on the way, and it will not go. It was a pretty good look that time as they rushed the basket. Beller had it, but he's fouling that to shoot, so I have a pair.
Parker, the personal foul. That's a new career high for William. 15 points in the game. He's got the game high 15. It's a huge game for him. Really is. For more than just this game. This sets him up well for the rest of the senior season.
I know he was so frustrated, and sometimes the more you think about it, the worse it gets. But tonight he's played relaxed. He's let the game come to him.
That's right.
And it's worked every time. Shot's good.
These free throws are where Peru can start to make a dent into this
Oliver Reed enters for
lead.
Peru.
It's 12-point advantage, but, boy, the free throws are starting to really add up.
Two for two there. Good job at the free throw line for Peru. It's now 43-32, and that's helped keeping them in the game. 1:35 left to go in the third. We'll hold it up in the backcourt now on the deep left wing. Shot's going to be up again by Malott.
He can hit it too, by the way. That was a two-pointer.
Well, yeah, just to make it straight. Turnaround jumper, kind of a crisscross shot there. It wasn't fully a reverse, but it didn't go either way. Brady couldn't hit it to go, and it's Valley's ball. The Vikings now have the basketball top of the key. It's going to be knocked away. A behind-the-back dribble. Up over the line for C. Protected the ball and put it away. Good job all the way down the line.
Cross court. Impressive take.
Yes. 45-34. Less than a minute to go here in the third quarter. Valley still holding on to the lead. It's going to be Cameron. Back once again to the outside. It comes. It'll be Malott. He'll try another one. This one might be a little off the mark. We can see that. And it's going to be held up right away by Peru. They'll bring it up over the line quickly. Holding it up on the right side. It'll be Braley. High in the outer perimeter. Top of the key. Off to Revy. Back over to the right wing. Shots up. I see. No good. Rebound down low. Up and no good. Rebound fought for. Finally winning the battle is Parker. Parker runs it over the 10-second line. Quickly over to the left wing. The shots up for three. Good! And that's going to be Hunter Stage. He's come back off of that injury in pretty good shape. At least he looks that way. 48-34. We're going to have a personal foul right now. Is it going to be on the Vikings?
I believe it's going to be on Peru.
Offensive foul.
And it's on Zion C.
Okay.
Second. I'm blown away by Tippecanoe Valley's three-point shooting tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 12 Let's put that into some perspective here. I'm going to do a little bit of math as I let the game kind of roll on here throughout the end of the quarter.
Been in them. It's been in them. It's coming out. Oh, no. A little bit long on that shot. Maybe a little bit out of range for him a lot. But Tippecanoe New Valley tried that long shot. Now with the buzzer, it's going to be another long one at the Brew end. It's no good. So after three periods of play, Tippecanoe New Valley wins the game in three. Let's see if they can win it in four. 48-34 after three periods. We'll back after this with the fourth on WRSW.
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop has over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
One more quarter to go to get the first win of the season. Purdue's going to do everything they can do to try to stop it. But right now, Tippecanoe New Valley is doing a lot of things right. We'll bring the ball over to the left wing. It'll be Omondi. Omondi with the basketball brings back out straight away. He's been hampered by free throw problems or personal foul problems, rather, all night long. Malott tries the three. No good. Rebound fought for. Omondi will have it. And I think that was a direct hit.
Yeah.
Raby had, he kind of turned around. He didn't hit him with his fist, but he hit him pretty good.
He's trying to go for the ball to punch it out, and he ends up getting Owen clean on the arm. And that's the fifth foul on Rabe. And I, you know.
Can I call it intentional?
No, I think they're just making sure they get Rabe out of the game.
Okay, okay.
But I... It was not a basketball move.
No, he didn't. There was nothing malicious about it.
It wasn't.
It was a little hard, but it wasn't malicious.
It was the strength of it that kind of made it a little bit more.
Malott on the fly. Yep, that one went. He's missed a couple. Made up for it in a hurry. 51-34 in the count right now with 7:25 left to go in the fourth. The ball comes up top of the key for the Peru Tigers. They get it to see with the basketball works against Honey Stay out of stage. All boxed up. He threw one up there and it wouldn't go. And the rebound's going to be picked up by Parker. Parker on the fly to Malott. He had to go clear to the corner to pick that one up. We'll come in the inside to Parker. Back to Hunter Stage and he traveled. Yep, that's a good call. He was kind of on the fly that time.
So for William Malott, that is his sixth made three. In case you're curious, the single season record for Tippecanoe Valley is nine.
He has been feeling it tonight.
He has been, and his team is feeding him the basketball there.
He was challenged, and he's met the challenge. And there's one at the other end, too. Jake Boswell throws one in. That's a gigantic three right in the place that he loves to be. And you have to know where that kid is. Ball comes over to the right side. It'll be picked up on the right wing. High in the outer perimeter, over top of the key now. Parker. Parker with the ball. Knocked out of his hands. Then out of bounds. They'll say Parker touched it last. Oh, a little pleading from the Tippecanoe Valley bench.
Yeah. Timeout, warning on
little
Coach
bench
Henson.
Warning, I think, yeah. Yep.
Coach Henson's going to call the timeout. 30-second timeout.
So it's 51-37. That's your score. Tippecanoe Valley leads. We're back after this on WRSW. Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard reads 51-37. The Vikings 6 minutes and 40 seconds away from their first win of the year, taking on the Peru Tigers tonight. William Mallott, he's the story. 20 points for the Vikings. He joins Owen Omondi as the only other Viking this season to score 20 points or more in a single game.
And he was really challenged for this week, and he's met every one of those challenges. Down low it goes. Ball's up and in. A good way of passing the ball in the inside to Braley. And it's now 51-39.
This is Peru's chance right here, Rita.
Yeah.
This really is.
And now a steal. A steal from Peru. And it's going to be a personal foul. And that one's going to be just kind of trying to reach in and pick a pocket. Maybe a little bit of a, too much of a risk for Anthony right there.
That's his fourth personal foul. So you've got Omondi and Grant Anthony in the game with four personals. So, yeah, that is a little bit of a risk. And,
yeah,
and the reward not maybe worth it in that instance. You just got to play sound basketball, but you got to be able to be in the game.
Turnaround is on the run, mother, and it's no good. A good look that time by Bellar, but it wouldn't go. Rebound's going to be by Omondi. Omondi gets it off to Anthony. Anthony now will bring it up over the line. So Anthony with the basketball over to the left wing. It'll be Kammer. He'll fire it up. It's going to be blocked on him. A little bit of size advantage, of course, going to Peru in that particular situation. No place for him to go.
Reed, I did a little bit of homework over that break. So through five games this season, Tippecanoe Valley hit 12 three-pointers. They've hit 13 tonight. They hit the 12th in the third quarter.
Pretty much a breakout game, but Peru steals it away, and they'll nail it down low. Well, Tippecanoe Valley's got to be awake. Beller hit that one, and now it's 51-41. Now you're looking at a 10-point lead, and Peru is getting a second wind here.
If this gets under 10, this is scary time.
Ball goes to the right side to Omondi. Omondi deep in the right corner, high on the outside. We'll pick it up to Parker. Parker gets it off to Mallott. Mallott with the basketball. Double team. Goes inside to Parker. He'll fire it up. No, he missed the bunny. He got his own rebound, though. They'll try it up again. He didn't get it, but he'll go for two.
It's a good find by William Mallott to get to West in an open situation.
Yeah. Boy, that looked like that had to go in.
First foul number 12, Dawson Babs. His first, Deke's second. West Parker at the line, shooting two.
So Parker will have the opportunity now with Valley up by 10. 5:20 left to go in the stanza. That's the fourth one, by the way. Shots up and good. One more will come. Everyone is precious now. You think 10 points is a big lead? Not really. Second one on the way. It's good, too. Got that one. Two for two at the line. 53-41. Talking about a 12-point lead right now. 12-point lead. Tippecanoe Valley goes on the defensive setup, and it's over the line quickly. Peru with the ball. They'll bring it back straight away. And Mallott steals it away. Mallott with a steal. Can he get it over the line? Having a little trouble with the dribble. Now got it done. It's going to be Parker off to the outside to Mallott. Mallott over to the left wing. Almost taken away, but it's picked up by Omondi. Omondi back out once again to the outside. It's going to be traveling on Parker.
West had a little bit of the yips when it comes to taking care of the basketball tonight. I think he's just in his head at this point.
Having a little problem with it. You give it up to Peru now with a little less than 5 minutes to go. They score in this exchange. It's not good. Goes out of bounds again. That was Anthony trying to save it.
Yeah, but if you can get it to this 10-point distance, 3 minutes or less, I think you could feel pretty good if you're Tippecanoe Valley.
Yeah, but they've got to really be careful. Like this. Turn around to see. Up and no good. Rebound, fought for, picked up by Anthony. Well, you can set Omondi for that defensive pressure.
And he's just got to get more physical with Owen, knowing that Owen's got those four personal fouls.
Anthony fires short. Rebound in the inside. No way for Cameron to go. We'll get it down low and go to Parker. And it was no good, but he did get fouled again. So I go to the line for two more.
West tonight, eight free throws made. Those are the only eight free throws
Wes Parker in the line shooting two.
For Tippecanoe New Valley tonight.
Shots on the way. Good. It's a switch. 54-41. Getting them two at a time this way is just as effective.
Weston double figures tonight. Second Viking to get double figures with now 11 points.
Got that one to go too. 55-41, 14-point lead right now for the Vikings. We'll bring it up over the line in a hurry. Shot's going to be up and good. Beautiful run to the bucket for Bellar. He got the two to go. 55-43, Valley leads, and they have the ball. Anthony now with the ball over to the right side to Malott. Malott with the ball, top of the key to Kammer. Kammer over to the left wing. Back straight away. Kammer for three, short. Rebound down to Bellar. Bellar went high for that one. He'll bring it up over the line himself again, but holds it up. We'll bring it over to the right side quickly. Holding it up on the right wing, looking for somebody. Braley gets it over to the right side. The shot's up. And good. About a 16-17-footer coming up by Seed. 55-45 now. And 3:42 left to go. We got timeout Valley. Got to protect that lead now. That's a good call. We'll be back after this on WRSW.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to Gagnon.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard reads 55-45, a 10-point advantage for the Vikings. A lot of firsts this season so far for the Vikings, in particular on offense. It's the most three-pointers made this season, or rather, it's the most three-pointers made in a single game as a team so far, and it's the most points the Vikings have put on the scoreboard so far this season with 55.
All right, Amandi will bring it in. Now, you got 4 minutes that you have to protect this lead, and that's exactly, I'm sure, what the timeout was for. It'll be Parker with the ball, not yet up over the 10-second line. Now gets it over in the pass. Gets to throw Monday, and he'll travel. Oh, wow.
So, Peru steals a possession, and what they're going to get here is a situation where the Vikings only have one timeout. So, they can really turn the heat up on Tippecanoe Valley defensively, but they've got to get points almost every single possession with just 3:38 left to go in the game.
But you know they can do that. Yep. We've seen them. It comes to strengths for them. Ball comes over the left wing and it comes to C. C back out straight away. Top of the key to C, deep in the left corner. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds off of Valley. They were trying to get it in the corner to Jake Boswell.
He's been the hot hand for three tonight.
He's been the one.
12 points on four made threes.
We'll hold it up in the backcourt now, looking over to the left wing, high on the outside. Picking it up, top of the key, taking their time to go over to the right wing with a one-up spans. There it is. There it is. They just waited for that opening for Bellar. He hit it, and he also was following the act of shooting. He can make this a big three-point play.
And that's the fifth personal foul on Grant Anthony, so his night is over. He'll check out with 5 points. Hunter Stage is going to have to play some valuable minutes on defense in particular in his place. Hunter's had a good game, though. Just still getting back to that game feel, though.
And you got a good opportunity with Hunter on defense, for sure. Shots up and good. Three-point play, none bigger than that one. 55-48.
Vikings
so Valley needs to protect the win, but they also need to score.
They got to learn how to win.
That's right. They haven't done that yet, nor has Peru. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back off of Peru and back to Valley.
You got to wonder, is that experience of that Manchester game going to help the Vikings? Being in a close contest like that, Peru's played two close games within 10 points, and Valley certainly
in that situation and that loss on the road against Manchester.
So the basketball comes long. He'll be coming back to the outside. All the way, Omandi. Oh, was he tripped up?
Got held pretty hard.
Well, I didn't quite see. I saw him go down, but I didn't see the incident.
Hard foul.
Okay. It's on C.
It's his third. And now it's free throw time for Tippecanoe Valley. You can close this game out at the free throw line.
Yeah. Yep. Shot on the way. No, we missed it. Gotta have one more coming.
Not your top free throw shooter. It's an area where Owen's got around 60%.
Everybody else has to have to pick up the slack now. Shot up. Too long again. Didn't go. And the rebound's going to be fought for. We're going to bring it up over the line. It'll be Bellar. All the way down. Oh, that's offensive. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. They thought the baby Omandi was moving, but you could see that coming. You knew that was going to happen. 55-48, 2:56 left to go. Peru not happy with that, but wow.
Coach Travis Smith, he was not upset at the official. He was upset at his player.
Yeah.
Felt like there was a pass that could have been given there. And
well, and then you just see the body language was right there for that offensive foul. Another foul called now on Peru. That's going to be on Braley.
It's going to send William a lot to the free throw line, and that's a guy you're okay with going to the free throw line at Tippecanoe Valley. Vikings will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. Every personal foul Peru gives up. 7-point game. That was a big possession for Peru. That's a huge charge for Onomani, because if you're able to score that, it's a 5-point game.
Yes, it is. And they were on their way to doing just exactly that. Shots on the way, and it's good.
Vikings led by as many as 14 at one point in this game.
Time and score, boys. Time and score. Everybody you can knock up to that left side of that scoreboard, every point up there, is just a little more security. It's no good. You miss it. And the rebound comes over to the right side. It'll be Bellar. Bellar with the basketball brings it up over the 10-second line. Holds it up on the left wing to C. C with the ball. Holds it up on the outside. Top of the key. Way out. Oh, it was a howitzer. Jacob Boswell. How long was that?
It was a good 4 feet behind the three-point line in the right wing. With that the contact, too.
Was a healthy one, to say the least. 56-51. That was a 5-point lead with 2:37 left to go in the game. And Valley calls their last timeout.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote, or if you need immediate service, go to the website warsaweng.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Chris Seacrest might have some WWE in his mind right now. These are the we heard John Cena earlier in our Aaron Randy Orton's entrance song. So I don't know what playlist he's got cooking right now in between breaks, but I'm enjoying it.
I am too.
Tippecanoe Valley, though. 5-point lead. It was a 14-point lead. Peru has clawed their way back into this one, which is 2:33 left to go.
Valley finally gets over the 10-second line, and they throw it away. They throw it away. So it's going to be C with the basketball. Peru holds it up over the left wing. Well, they're not going to let that 3-point shooter have a look, but he's not the only one. The ball goes down low to C. Just scoop it up. He's got it. Hard off the square and got it. Now we got a 56-53 count. A 3-point Valley lead. The Vikings need to safely get it over the line.
Vikings with just one timeout, Rita.
Malott scoops it long. Almost take it away. Thank goodness Parker was there. Parker with the basketball. Down low, Omandi. It's knocked out of his hands, and that turns it over again. Bellar with a great defensive play. Shot up, and no good for the three. The long three didn't go this time. Boswell thought he had it in sight, and he did. And we're going to have what? Ball
traveled.
Goes out of bounds or
on
traveling?
On Valley. Vikings traveled, turned it over. You're going to have to dig in these final 1:48.
Okay. Malott comes off a little gimpy. Miller comes in.
Yeah, Grant Anthony out with 5 fouls. Onomandi with 4 fouls. Jude Cameron on the floor with 3 fouls. Vikings up 3, 1:48 left to go.
And Mo is turning into the Peru grandstand right now. The ball backcourt. Beller with the ball. Holds it up. Gets it over to the right side. Almost knocked away. But they'll save it. They'll get it back inside to see. He'll roll it up. No good. Rebound. Omondi clears the deck.
Push it, boys. Got to get the cross here.
Parker with it. Brings it up over the line. Over the left wing. Camera, double team. He's going to need some assistance here. Basketball on the outside, but timeout's going to be called. I thought they were out of timeouts.
Yeah, one left. Now they're out.
Okay, 1:25 left to go in the ball game. 56-53 Valley, and we're right down the quarter when we say it'll be over soon, and somebody's going to be happy. We'll be back after this on WRSW.
Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are a part of life. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help get you ready for whatever life throws at you, even the welcome surprises. As your needs change, we can change what you need to do to help you end up where you want to be. And while there is never a good time to experience unexpected costs, we can work together to help make them feel a little less unexpected. Call me at 574-267-6195 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
The Vikings just burned their final timeout, Rita, with the basketball up three. 1:25 left to go in the game.
Big crunch time now. Controlling the time and the score. With 1:20 left to go in the game, 56-53 Vikings. Basketball in Hunter State. Stage this double team now back to court. They tried to get it down low. It goes out of bounds. It goes off Peru. There's a little bit of a break. They tried to get it inside to Parker, but the pass was knocked away.
Yeah, I think there's an emphasis here to get the basketball and a touch to Owen Omondi on the interior.
Okay, let's take a look and see what that left play looks like. Well, it's going to be a Malotin. He's alone. Oh, way off the mark this time. Goes out of bounds. Go back to Peru.
You live with that shot. He's had a hot hand. That's a potential game ender.
Yep.
And now you got to lock in defensively. You're still up three. Two doesn't kill you.
They're letting it go pretty physically, so you have to match and mate up on it. The ball goes to the right side. It'll be picked up right once again by Bellar. Goes inside. C inside to Bellar. Fires it up. No good. Rebound to Malotin. Malotin will grab the basketball. It's going to be loose. He lost it. The basketball on the right side now. They'll hold it up again. Peru has it. They'll take a three. It's on the way, and it's no good. Everybody fights for it, and the little guy gets it. Cameron now with the ball. Gets it off to Parker. Parker not yet up over the line, and a personal foul is going to be called with 37 seconds left.
Well, great defense by Owen on that first try for Peru.
Yes.
I mean, Owen has played with four personal fouls since early in the third quarter, and that was tremendous, tremendous defense. Then the Vikings turned the basketball over, maybe a bit of an ill-advised three-point shot. It was an open shot for Dawson Babs. He's hit one tonight, but it just didn't feel right in that moment, and Peru is going to use a full timeout. So we will use it with the Bobcat of Warsaw. Scoreboard reads 56-53. Vikings to the free throw line when we come back after this full timeout.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splinter Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splinter. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splinter Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplinterBoatsWarsaw.com. Splinter Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotec 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Online at FlotecPNH.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
On the way and good. Boy, that was a great one because now you're looking at that odd figure that you wanted.
57-53, I just said in that break. You make one of these free throws, you put Peru in a really tough position to try and get back in this game.
Back and, oh, rims in and out. Beller ends up with a rebound. He'll bring it up over the line. He's been instrumental for so many things. The three is good. He did it top of the key. And now we have 28 seconds left. Set 57-56. Looking at Valley by one. A quick pass. Ormandy ends up with the ball. Over to the left wing now to Hunter Sage. Hunter Sage is going to be fouled.
Yeah, you had to get that basketball out of the hands of Owen Ormandy. If you're Peru, you got to pick that up. He's not your best free throw shooter. We've not seen Hunter at the free throw line a lot tonight. Reese Bellar, the personal foul. That's his fourth. 57-56. You got to learn how to win, Rita.
Yep.
It's not going to come to you easy. Peru has played tremendous competition this season. Down 14 at one point. Stage crashes the first one. And that is, how big is that? That's exactly
He's
right.
He's just a competitor. That's he exactly plays great right. football. He plays great basketball. You put the kid there that grits his teeth and says, give it to me, I'll get it
That's
done.
Exactly right. Does everything you ask of him.
Second one's good. Wow is right. 59-56, a three-point advantage right now for the Vikings. 14 seconds left to go on the clock. We're bringing the ball over to the left wing. It'll be held up by Peru. They need help. They go deep in the left wing. It'll be Bellar with it, and we've got timeout called right away by Peru. 59-56, 8.9 seconds left. You want to keep it here?
Let's take a break. 30
okay,
seconds.
We'll take it. We'll be right back.
Timeout. Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
The very vocal Tippecanoe Valley huddle right now. Owen Ormandy, Coach Eli Henson, Coach Shepard, all getting into the action, making sure everybody knows exactly what's going on. And for good reason. It's 59-56, Rita. The Vikings clinging to a three-point lead. Peru just called their final timeout. They have the basketball on their half of the floor. And of note, and I was saying this in the break, if you can foul if you're Tippecanoe Valley, you live with that. You've got two fouls to give before Peru would be in the bonus, a three-point advantage for the Valley. Do not allow a three-point shot. If it gets in that territory, just commit the foul. Commit the foul and let it go.
Okay, let's see what we can put together here for 8.9 seconds. Peru has it. Tigers to the ball. They have to get in, inside, looking for the help. They go to the left wing. Shots up for three. It's bounding. No good. It's going to be picked up by Peru. Well, they have another opportunity. It's up. It's bounding. It's no good. And that's the game. Two great shots were taken in a row by Bradley. He got the good looks, but he could not get the ball to go down. And Tippecanoe Valley holds on to win this one. 59-56 out of Peru. Really a great game. And it was hard to believe that either one of these teams, let alone both of them, had not won a game yet this season. Very well done. The Vikings learned how to win. And that's one of the great things that they can carry through to the next game. And the next and the next. 59-56. Valley over Peru. We'll get to the post-game show in a moment on WRSW.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, three nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a three-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online. online to learn more or schedule a visit.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services like crowns, partials, dentures to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for your day. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as a Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant. Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on-site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast, we can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Well, we got a lot to talk about in the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. It's the first win of the season for Tippecanoe Valley and the first win of the Eli Henson era here at Tippecanoe Valley. 59-56, the Vikings scratched and claw their way to a win, holding off a Peru comeback that had them down by as many as 14 points at one point. Let's go through your individual scoring first for the Peru Tigers. They were second led tonight by Jacob Boswell's 15 points all at the three-point line. He knocked down five three-pointers. Zion C was 16 points tonight, six for Isaac Braley, 14 for Reese Bellar, and four for Dawson Babbs. For Tippecanoe Valley, it was four for Owen Omondi, 8 for Grant Anthony, 9 for Jude Kammer, 8 for Hunter Stage. No 2 points bigger than those two made free throws with 8.9 seconds left. 12 for Wes Parker, and a career-high 21 points for William Malott as William knocked down 6 three-pointers. And maybe the most important stat or interesting stat of the evening, Rita, the Vikings tonight knocked down 13 three-pointers and only 5 two-point field goals.
That's an amazing stat.
That's a pretty crazy stat.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. So what is that, 39 of your 56 from beyond the arc? And then also tonight, Tippecanoe Valley, excellent at the free throw line. 9 free throws for Wes Parker, 2 for Hunter Stage, and 1 for William Malott. And we've got hopefully a happy coach in Eli Henson after that
one. I'm happy. Absolutely.
They learned how to win, Coach.
They did, and that was, you know, when it got down the stretch with the last 3 minutes and we were up 7, you just started to see the lead slow down. It just started to go away for us, and it got down to, what, 1 at one point?
Yep.
The main thing is they figured out a way to win.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's their intensity picked up. Ours, we went conservative, and we didn't do a good job keeping the ball out of the paint, and they started hitting everything. And that's usually the way it works, though, right? I mean, it's a battle all game long. We had a stretch where we were hitting everything. We got to learn, though. That fourth quarter was about as ugly as it gets, but they got to learn from it. And that's an inexperienced team showed up in that fourth quarter. But the good thing is they found ways to win.
You challenged Malott, and he came through.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's good for – I'm so happy for him.
I am, too.
I mean, I was so thrilled for him and Jude both. For them to see the ball go through the net is exactly what we need going forward. That builds confidence. And, you know, do we have a lot to fix? Absolutely. But did I love our intensity from quarters 1 through 3? Oh, I loved it. They are after it. I mean, the C kid's good. He's averaging 24 a game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he doesn't look – he's deceptively quick with his first step. But the zero was averaging 2 points coming into that game and hit all those threes. But I mean, that, you know, that's what you need to win, is you need guys like that to step up. And they had guys that stepped up tonight. But fortunately for us, is we had a big, you know, a big night from Will. I mean, that was huge. And then Hunter Stage had a big night. For me, I thought that was a big night just because hits 2 free throws to expand it to 3 at the end. And that's huge, because that puts us in situations where we could foul, to where we can force them to take 2s and just guard the 3-point line and put us in a situation when we should have defended that out of bounds a little bit better. I thought we did, but then we didn't switch at the very end. They got that corner 3. Offensive rebounds, it's going to be a scramble, and, you know, we can learn from that. But, you know, I'm just so thrilled for them. Just, they needed a win. They've been practicing so hard, and they deserved it, and I'm proud and I'm happy for them.
We're happy for you, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You'll sleep a little bit better tonight.
Well, I probably won't sleep tonight, but tomorrow I'm going to sleep a lot better. And it's a Merry Christmas now.
So, yeah, it's a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Tell him about those stats, how that works out on the shootings.
So the 2-point field goals tonight, 5. That's unofficial. I might have missed one. 13 made 3-pointers. You love that number, but
that's more than what we've hit in 5 games.
That is. Yeah.
You know what I told the guys, though? I mean, we've been working on our motion shooting all week, just putting them off the dribble a little bit, somebody driving and then filling up, and they did a good job getting their feet set tonight. But when you play it, that was more of a caliber of our team. You know, like, it's an even matchup. When you play that, you're going to get more opportunities to look. And they did a good job of taking away Owen, and when we could get the ball into Owen, and Owen did a good job of feeding them on the perimeter. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's just, you can see how dangerous they can be when we have outside shooting. Now we got to finish around the rim. We really struggled tonight, but they did a good job packing. That's why we got 13 threes. They did a good job taking away the paint. That's, I mean, wouldn't you made us shoot? I would have.
Yeah.
I would have packed it in and took away Owen and made us shoot threes. Luckily for us, we had Jude and Will stepped up huge. I think Hunter hit 2. Did Hunter hit 2?
Yeah, Hunter had 2.
That's huge.
Grant had 2.
Yeah. Huge. What did we get up by, 17?
I had 14 at 1.
14 at 14. And that was kind of an average for quite a while.
So, I mean, it's we got to get better at that. But, you know, I mean, that's like you put a team out there that's not used to having to figure out ways to win at that speed of the game, that intensity of a game, because a lot of them hadn't been in that situation before, maybe just Owen. So I'm happy for them. And, you know, that's – it doesn't matter how you win at the end of the game like that. You just figure out a way to do it. And when they needed a stop, they did it.
Great crowd.
Yeah.
We made,
in
really
a game
think
like that, we'll bring him back, I think.
But I'm telling you, I don't think we've had quite this good a crowd as in many games, maybe a year or two. I mean, just great crowd.
I know we're struggling and we're not winning games, but when you got a team that plays that hard, I feel like they're going to get behind them. And that's what we want. That's the culture we want to build here, is you step foot on the floor, you have no choice but to go hard. And if you're not, that's next guy up. And that's kind of what our motto's been all season. And it's really been that way after the Elkhart game. I put JJ out there a lot. Mason didn't play as much, but it's just they played small tonight. They had a 6'3 kid that they normally play, but he was out tonight. Averaged like 3 or 4 points, but he's a big guy, so that would have kept Mason on the floor a little bit. But I wanted our shooters out there. We got to spread the floor and just penetrate, touch the paint, and I thought they did a really good job of that tonight.
I got to know, in a situation like that where they have the basketball, 8 seconds left, you have a couple fouls to give. Are you traditionally a guy that's going to take
I had
that
called
foul?
Him over, but they were never in a situation to do it. I mean, West should have took one on 11 when he was dribbling up with 15 seconds. I mean, he's going downhill. It's like, just burn one. You have one foul, but he – to be fair, that 11 hadn't shot the ball all night. Just trying to go to the rim, he pulls up and line drives one right in. So it's just like, it's, you know, there's a lot of ifs, like, you should have done, should I have done this, should I have done that? But, I mean, with 8 seconds left, we had talked, as soon as they cross half court, take a foul. And I can't even remember the last possession before they got the ball underneath. What happened?
Was it they got timeout in the corner here.
Yeah,
they
ran
out of time. Somebody, I think, double team or trapped
them
up. Yeah,
so, I mean, we should have probably took one, but, I mean, they played good defense. We were switching everything on the perimeter just to make – we were going to let him go in for a two. There was 8 seconds on the clock at that point. Let him go in for a two, and then we wouldn't have had to take it out.
Yeah.
As long as they would have had to burn a little bit, we would have been fine. So, I mean, it's –
fun.
Yeah.
Fun JV game.
It's a learning experience for them. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you know, really, the JV's well worth coming early for.
Yeah. I mean, they get after it. They're fast. They're quick. They know how to play defense. And, they're going to lose games. But that's an inexperienced team. It's JV basketball. But why wouldn't you want to come watch a team that works hard?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Coach, congrats.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
It's Coach Eli Henson. After tonight's 59-56 victory, we're going to take a quick timeout, and we will be right back here on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Niftone of Bentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Jerry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Seacrest now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Niftone of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Niftone of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know, it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to Gagnon.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website, warsaweng.com.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Jenny Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, and I want to know what your retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 574-267-6195 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
59-56, the final in the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard tonight. Tippecanoe Valley secures their first victory of the season. We ended with the individual scoring. We got down to William Malott's career-high 21 points. He converted 6 three-pointers. Wes Parker, tremendous job at the free-throw line tonight as well. 10 free throws for Wes. 2 more from Hunter Stage, 1 from William Malott to make it a 13 free-throw performance. Multiply that by 2. Beacon Point Advisors will be contributing $26 into the Casey Riley Kits Fund. So we really appreciate them for partnering with the Kosciuszko County Community Foundation to help add to that total. And the boys from the Booyah Boys from Bobcat of Warsaw, they've got quite the total tonight. I got a calculator out for this one. The 3x3, right?
Yeah.
Every three is $13. There were three. Excuse me. Yeah. Every three is multiplied by three.
Let me nine.
Yeah. Let me get that right. 13 times three. I can't. I mean, it's the end of the night. I can't do math.
Well,
$39.
But you might as well just throw it for
We'll just throw it for anything over 10, it's just we round up.
Round it up.
We had $39 courtesy of Bobcat of Warsaw's 3x3. So huge night for the Casey Riley Kids Fund and a huge night for Tippecanoe New Valley. The Vikings did turn the basketball over 14 times in the second half for a total of 24. 17 total turnovers for Peru. So Valley actually losing the turnover battle in that fourth quarter, got a little sloppy for the Vikings there at the end. They did win the rebounding battle though, 27-21. The first quarter scoring 12-11, Valley on top of Peru. It was 26-20 Valley at the end of the first half, 48-34 at the end of the third quarter, and 59-56 our final. Now they did not lead all the way. Peru, if you remember, they opened the game on a 5-0 run. So it was Peru 5-0. Valley responds with 6 points. They take a 1-point lead and held it from that point on. We'll take a 60-second timeout, finish with some scores from around the area, and get our final thoughts before we send you off to enjoy the rest of your Friday evening here from Tippecanoe Valley High School.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Final wrap and look at our area scoreboard or out-of-town scoreboard. Our score here once again, 59-56. The Vikings move to 1-5. Peru drops to 0-6. Here's some boys basketball finals from the area. Bremen a winner over Caston tonight, 50-32. Triton hangs on to defeat Winnemac on the road, 54-32. Plymouth falls to Northwood, 48-20. Wabash gets a victory over Northfield this evening, 44-21. Mishawaka defeats Concord. My apologies. First win of the season for Mishawaka, 44-43. Northwestern beats Rochester, 51-37. Argus gets a victory over Pioneer, 66-60. So three schools, including Tippecanoe Valley in the area, get their first win of the season tonight. And Wawasee defeats Warsaw tonight, 42-33. In girls basketball action, Manchester falls to Southwood, 49-36. Culver Community beats South Bend Career Academy, 61-13. Northridge over Goshen, this is a lopsided score, 68-5. Fairfield gets the best of Concord, 61-31. Olivet Nazarene defeats Arizona Christian tonight in women's basketball action, 89-74. And Huntington takes down Embry-Riddle on the road in Arizona, 65-59. In college football, Oklahoma on top of Alabama, 17-10, with 2:08 left to go in the first half of that contest. The winner of that, of course, will play the Indiana Hoosiers on New Year's Day. Rita, final notes from tonight's game.
Well, nothing but just happy for everybody because, you know, this is the kind of game you really almost have to win. You haven't won one. You're playing a team that hasn't won one. But as I said in the game, and I think you agree with me, those are two teams that are a lot better than Owen, whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're both really good teams. They're very scrappy. They work hard. I'm glad Tippecanoe Valley won this, but I'm telling you right now, Peru is going to be somebody to contend with. Don't ever think that they're going to have a losing record. I would believe that they can pick up over half of their games on their schedule. It's a big...
You flipped that back on.
Yeah,
you did. Yep.
I think we're back. There we go. Okay. We had a little power flip.
I said it's a yeoman's job for anybody to pull out of that rut and think you can do it, but they have some personnel that can do that.
Absolutely.
They got a new coach who's very energetic and really happy to be in the coaching realm there, Peru, as he should be. So I think it's just going to be a fun season from here on out.
Absolutely.
I think we've kind of paid our dues, and the kids are ready, and they're going to find out how it is to win, and they're going to be doing it much more often.
It's hard to get the first one. It's even harder to get the second one.
Yes.
That's where you got to pick this up and continue to carry on. Tippecanoe Valley will be back with them. They get 8 days off. They will play Rochester here on Saturday, 2 days after Christmas. We'll have that matchup for you starting right around 7:15 on 107.3 WRSW. Then they get New Year's off, and they are back in action on January 2nd here at Valley for a two-game, one-day tournament. Excited to bring you that one. It's been a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow night, though, from Bremen as the Lady Vikings head out for an Indiana Northern State Conference matchup that could be pivotal in the overall conference standings. But a final here tonight in boys basketball action. Tippecanoe Valley 59, Peru 56 for the legendary Rita Price. I'm Baylen Height saying so long and good night from Tippecanoe Valley High School. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night around 7 o'clock from Bremen High School here on 107.3 WRSW.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotec 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotecpnh.com.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Need a hand carrying this winter? Timbercrest Senior Living Community is here for you. For a limited time, enjoy an all-inclusive winter respite stay starting at just $99 per day. Your loved one will receive support with daily living activities, three nutritious meals a day, weekly housekeeping and laundry, plus 24-hour emergency assistance. TV, internet, and phone are included, and level of care services are available whenever needed. With a three-month minimum stay, you'll have peace of mind all season long. Space is limited. Reserve today. Timbercrest in beautiful North Manchester. Call or go online to learn more or schedule a visit.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 399927.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
Hey, it's Scott again from Bobcat of Warsaw. Basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three from behind the arc? Kind of like who doesn't love the roar of that equipment when you fire it up and you're about to get something done. Get your something done with Bobcat equipment from Bobcat of Warsaw. Check out our line of Bobcat skid loaders, track loaders, excavators, tractors, and Bobcat mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Valley Basketball.
Booyah!
When you wipe out, you need to know Hoffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Hoffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop has over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to 107.3 WRSW.com.